Are we ready?
Yep.
Okay. We'll call our meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda.
Mr. Wheatley, item number six under other business, Fenwick Shoals, it was removed about 15 minutes ago.
All right then.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the agenda as corrected.
Second.
To move and seconded to approve the agenda as corrected. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, carried. Our next item is old business. Our first item of old business is conditional use 1660 Synagro WWT Incorporated.
This application was deferred at our last meeting on June 22nd.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1660, application of Synagro WWT to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for land application of NREC approved biosolids as an agricultural fertilizer and as an amendment to conditional use number 1373, 1399, and 1498. These recommendations are based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, Synagro, formerly known as Biogro, has a clean, safe, and environmentally sound operation on this property for approximately 15 years. Synagro application of biosolids shall be subject to NREC and other appropriate regulatory approval. Three, the application of biosolids shall be limited to biosolids from the Vlasic Foods, aka Pinnacle Foods, site in Millsboro, as well as the towns of Harrington, Laurel, Georgetown, and Selbyville, along with Mount Air. Four, there shall be no stockpiling of biosolids materials on the site. Five, under the existing conditional use, the county must review and approve the continuation of the conditional use every 5 years. Since this process is regulated by DENREC, it is also my recommendation to County Council that the conditional use be amended to state that it shall remain in effect for as long as a valid DENREC permit exists for the application of biosolids and shall automatically terminate in the event that the DENREC permit lapses, is terminated, or expires. And six, the application of biosolids shall be limited to the hours of 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday. That's my motion.
Second. To move and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1660 Synagro WWT Incorporated with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Next item is conditional use 1661 Synagro WWT Incorporated.
This application was also deferred at the June 22nd meeting.
And Mr. Robinson, do I need to repeat this in verbatim?
Regrettably, yes.
Okay.
It needs to be on the record. Assuming you're making the same motion, we still need to have it on the record. So.
Then with that in mind, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1661, application of Synagro WWT, to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for land application of DENREC-approved biosolids as an agricultural fertilizer and an amendment to conditional use number 1372, 1400, and 1499. And this recommendation is also based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, Synagro has a clean, safe, and environmentally sound operation on this property for approximately 15 years. Two, Synagro application of biosolids shall be subject to DENREC and other appropriate regulatory approvals. Three, the application of biosolids shall be limited to biosolids from the Vlasic Foods site in Millsboro, as well as the towns of Harrington, Laurel, Georgetown, and Selbyville, along with Mount Air. Four, there shall be no stockpiling of biosolids materials on the site. And five, under the existing conditional use, the county must review and approve the continuation of the conditional use every 5 years. Since this process is regulated by DENREC, it is also my recommendation to County Council that the conditional use be amended to state that it shall remain in effect for as long as a valid DENREC permit exists for the application of biosolids and shall automatically terminate in the event that the DENREC permit lapses, is terminated, or expires. And finally, the application of biosolids shall be limited to the hours of 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Second. So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1661 Synagro WWT Incorporated with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next